play. Bring it to the mic to settle it. Complain day, Father Time and Cass. Cass and Father Time, they gon' bring it to you raw. That sex, money, crime, real, recognize real. So the streets on every line with real interviews with niggas that did the time. Cass bringing you the fire and time keep you cool. Got relationship advice, so ladies is welcome too. When you're done, 9 to 5 and then them kids put in bed. Turn that TV up quick, hit the radio instead. For that number one blog talk, G-shit is all talk. Start up your phone, leave remotes for them car talk. Can't forget them hits that keep your seats bopping with underground music to keep your cheap rocking. We got music, love, and everything real from the G across the nation. Hit against the field when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it now. That's Sin City, Sin City Live.
Yo, what's up? Welcome everybody to another edition of Sin City Radio. Of course, this your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Inconspicuous with his absence is my boy, Father Time. So, what's good with you, Janine?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm chilling. You know how we are. I guess the inmates running the asylum tonight.
I guess so.
All right, Janine, Miss Edwards, we got another Janine on there. Good evening, how you doing? All right, check this out. I guess we might as well just jump right into it, huh? What you think?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, all right. Now, I put up a post earlier today on my Facebook page, and the question was asked, I asked the ladies, do they feel that if they got pregnant, is it their decision if they want to keep the baby or terminate the baby, or do they feel like the significant other have the say-so in the matter? Now, I got hit with a lot of, it's my decision. It's strictly my.
Right.
Now, okay, Janine starting in early. Woman's choice. All right. Woman's choice. All right, Janine. Miss Edwards said it's woman's choice. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it is my decision.
Okay, so you think that you don't need to have no conversation. Okay, now she said unless they're married. Okay, so you don't think you need to have a conversation with no one at the time?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Not to say that I would. See, it's that whole thing. I may have a conversation with you, but in my mind, I'm just being honest. In my mind, I'm still thinking, it's still my decision. I'm just being nice talking to you.
Okay.
I might pull you in on the conversation. But, yeah, if you're not married to the person, no, I don't believe I believe that you should have a discussion with the person, but at the end of the day, it's that woman's body, it's her decision. I think it's going to be her decision at the end of the day, what she want to do.
Okay. So, I mean, you're right, at the end of the day, it's her decision. But at the same time, I mean, I'm not understanding. Okay, this is just my point on it. I'm not understanding why do women feel that the men shouldn't even be involved in the decision. Why they shouldn't? Why they feel like the man, like, is they say so? And everybody keeps saying only if we're married. If we're married, then I'll talk to them. If not, it's pretty much just my decision. So, and I'm really trying to figure, like, how does this really work? So, hold on, I got my man on here.
Because, I mean, Peace. Oh, you got somebody coming in.
Peace.
No, he ain't
Thank
nobody.
Okay.
He ain't even saying nothing. Look at him.
Oh, see, there go your mouth, man. You got to watch your mouth, man. I told you about that shit. Best place for you is quiet. Best place for you is quiet. All right,
now, I'm going to read off a couple. Y'all can't stop. I'm going to read off a couple. My girl Kenya Graham says, significant other. Nah, that's my decision. But a husband is our decision. Miss Yulette Lowe says, yeah, it's my decision, my body. All right. Miss Pamela Nichols, she said, if it's just somebody I'm fucking, hell yeah, the baby would magically disappear. But my husband, yes, is up to both of us. I'll say Johnson. She writes, gosh, I hope I don't become pregnant, but the decision has been made. The decision has been made that if I become pregnant, I'm having what would be my only DNA, and I'll have to be 41. He's aware I'm not on any birth control. All right, now, before we read any more of these, okay. The vast majority.
But can I say my other half of that too, though?
Go ahead, please do.
The other half of that for me though is, if I make a decision, this is a significant. This is not somebody I'm living with. This is not somebody in. That's how I'm looking at it. It's not somebody I'm living with. You know, nothing like that. We ain't on the verge of getting married or nothing like that. If I just end up getting pregnant by somebody, you know, it's just my decision. But I'm also not going to expect him to take care of the child either. If I make a decision and I say, well, I don't really, you know, expect you to do nothing, I'm making this decision on my own, I'm not the type of person in my mind like, oh, you going to help me take care of this baby. I don't feel like that because I made the decision.
Okay. So now with that being said,
if you choose to help me and you choose to be there and stuff like that, that's great. But if you don't, I made that decision. So I'm responsible.
Okay. Because
just like I made the decision to say I don't need his opinion or whatever, then I need to be responsible enough to make the decision to say, yeah, I'm going to be the one to take care of the child, too.
Okay.
If he decides to drop off the face of the earth or whatever.
I think that's fair, but, I mean, a lot of people will beg to differ. A lot of people feel like.
I'm sure.
Now, Janine, Ms. Edwards, you know, you can feel free to call in because, you know, you want to call in, number right there, 563-999-3059. Like I say, okay, because I hear everybody keep saying that it's their decision, but now if I say I don't want the baby and you keep it, am I deadbeat dad for saying, well, you know, it's your decision to keep it. I said I didn't want it. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
You want to open it up to a world of bullshit with that comment right there, man.
I'm peaceful. I understand, but I mean, you know, I mean, y'all want to have all the power. So what, you trying to tell me you going to have the power to tell me what I can and can't do with this baby? I mean, I just
Pretty
told
much.
You. I just told you I don't want a baby. I didn't rape you.
You
said what now?
See, I'm speaking for all men who've been in this situation. You don't get to say whether you ready to be a daddy or not. Your semen is a gift. Once you ejaculate, it is considered a gift. That's what
okay.
it is.
Oh. Okay, now anybody that's calling in, we got the people that's calling in. If you want to say something, just press 1 and I'll bring you in.
the gift that keeps on giving.
Because my thing is, if you were that adamant about not having kids, you would have wrapped it up.
And
okay,
you,
but at the same time, now hold on, that goes both ways,
right
though.
There. Nope.
Well, hold on, before y'all say something, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is Miss Edwards calling in. And
how you doing, Miss
Edwards? I agree. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Better that you called now.
Awesome. Well, I'm partial to it, so it just kind of depends. From my standpoint, it depends on the situation. If they're married, then of course, absolutely, both parties should, you know, come to a decision, you know, to make that type of decision. But at the same time, it is a woman's body, and she has that right. Now, I do agree with you. As you stated, if you do not want the baby and the woman chooses to have the baby, then yes, she should be, you know, all for taking care of the child. But if it's a decision where, you know, they're, you know, in a mutual agreement to, you know, of course, unfortunately have the abortion, then I think, you know, if you're going to sit down and you're going to have a baby and make the decision to say, you know, whether you want to have it or not, I think both parties should be involved. But if the man is a deadbeat and, you know, he don't take care of probably the kids that he already has, then the chances are him taking care of your child is slim to none. So I feel like a woman, you know, in that regard should have the right to say whether she wants to, you know, have the baby or not. But, of course, you know, be ready to take care of the baby on her own if the man is not willing to do so. But who wants the baby anyway? Who wants a baby anyway that the man's not going to be a part of the child's life?
A lot of women, because some people just don't believe in abortion, and they don't, you know, want to give the baby up regardless of the situation that they're in.
Okay. Now, wow. All right, now, all right, Ms. Edwards, and I'm not trying to just call you. I mean, both of y'all names are Dean, so I figured if I call you Ms. Edwards, I won't be confused with myself. All right. Ms. Edwards, let me ask you. Now, I mean, granted, all women do have the last say, so, I mean, regardless. But if I wanted to keep the baby, if we was in a relationship, we might not be married, but we're in a committed relationship, and you just telling me, well, I'm finna get an abortion. I don't want the baby. Don't you think I need a better reason than just because it's my body and I can do what I want to?
From that standpoint, yes. That because you actually, you know, are initiating the fact that you want the baby and you're in a committed relationship. So that's different. That's, you know, that's kind of like on the same token of being married, if you're in a committed relationship. So I do agree both parties should sit down and discuss it. But if it's a situation where it's like a one-night stand or you just kick it every now and again, but the man's not committed and you know he's not committed, you know, not saying that I would, you know, do that, but most men don't want to be involved if you're in a situation where you're not in a committed relationship. And I wouldn't want to do that to that child.
Okay. You're
going to have to explain that to that child, and the child is the one that's going to be affected by that. So I guess it just depends on the circumstances.
My thing, though, even though you're in a committed relationship, you ain't made no commitment. So, you know, you could say you're in a committed relationship all day long for however long you need, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that relationship is going to last. You know.
Well, I mean, okay. Just because you got that piece of paper, a lot of marriages don't last. So that
you
is.
Don't,
that,
but at
I
least
mean,
you
I
got
don't know
the
about,
commitment.
I mean, you said
I
what
mean,
now?
But still, at least you got that commitment. At least you got that commitment. And when you just with someone, there is no commitment there. With someone.
Okay. I mean, I guess we can agree to disagree on that one, because if that's the case, then there would be no such thing as divorce. Because, I mean, regardless, and then you have some people that just feel like that's just what it is, a piece of paper.
No,
so,
but
I mean,
I'm looking at
like
it from the aspect. But I'm looking at it from the aspect of you bringing a child into the life, not just saying because I have a piece of paper.
Okay, but now, all right, well, I'm going to use myself as an example that, I mean, my parents, they had two kids before they got married. By the time that they kids, mm-hmm. by the time they got married, hell, all of us was grown.
Man, a lot of these women having babies off potential.
So, I mean, but then I know some people that went through the whole initiation, well, before we do this, we're going to get married, get a house, and then we're going to raise a family. And that shit crumbled as soon as the baby was born.
That is certainly true. That can happen.
So, I mean, okay, I guess back to the basis of what I was saying is that, all right, if like I said, I understand it is primarily y'all decision at the end. But I get what y'all even saying about if it's a one-night stand, if it's a situation where this guy, this, that, and other. But, I mean, if you're in a committed relationship, I just feel like I at least convince me with other than if my body and I said so.
Okay, because we're making a decision that's going to affect us.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say that again.
No, I was just saying that you want me to make a decision with you that's going to affect me for the next 18 years when you can't even make a decision for me. We haven't made a decision for me and you yet. So you want me to make a decision that's going to affect us for the next 18 to 20 years, and who's to say that that's going to last? We already know marriages don't last. So that's what I'm saying. We already know marriages don't last. So you want me to make a decision based on your trust, based on me trusting you. It's about trust. So I'm trusting that you're saying what you're saying to be true, that you're going to be here. When we know, looking at from a lot of people's relationships and marriages, that shit just don't last these days for whatever reason, right? But you want me to make a decision based on your word.
Okay,
you're going to be there and that you want this baby.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay. How do you keep saying you? I'm putting them in the same.
I'm saying you per se. I'm saying whoever I'm with, that's significant.
Excuse me.
I'm saying the person you with. That's who I'm talking about.
But I'm just saying, what I'm saying is what you're saying is you're supposed to put your trust in me and this, that, and other. Well, if I'm telling you I want to keep the baby and I'm doing all this, ain't I putting my trust in my heart into you also?
Nope. They don't care about you, okay?
No. We don't care about him. Just because he say he wants the baby in that moment don't mean things won't change.
Okay,
I mean, I have that happen to me. So it's not, saying this just because.
Okay, can I say something? Just like you had that happen to you, I mean, men has had that happen to them too, where they didn't put their trust in a woman and a bigger dick and a larger bankroll made them leave.
Okay, but who was stuck with the child is what I'm saying.
You know what?
To raise the child in that scenario?
Well, in a lot of scenarios,
the higher percentage of time.
Whoa, really? In some cases, the woman is the one that has to foot the bill of the kid. Every man out here don't say as soon as this don't work out, I'm turning into a deadbeat.
I didn't say all.
Because you got a lot of women out here that say, like I said, once they got a bigger dick and a bigger bankroll, shit, they trying to see whatever, they trying to accomplish whatever they could accomplish to trap him. And they don't give a damn about them other kids. So in a lot of cases, the kids with their daddy.
Hmm.
Man, you want to open the world of shit, Cass.
No, I don't think I have. I mean, I'm just saying, all I'm saying is when it comes, look, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I got mine. I just think that if you got a baby,
you got
if
logic,
I got you pregnant, I just think we should have a conversation. Whether we're involved, whether we're married, whether it's a one-night stand. At least give me a comment. Let me know something.
You get a continental breakfast.
You know what? Whatever the case is, all I'm saying is I might agree with you. You know what? Me and you probably don't need a baby. All I'm saying is I just think a man should at least get a conversation. That's all.
Get the conversation,
all right. Yeah, we don't mind the call. I don't think it's the conversation we mind. It ain't the conversation.
The conversation, they don't care about the conversation. They care about resources.
First of all, we do care about the conversation. It's just about we have to be able to trust. It all depends on who you with. Everybody's relationship is different. So it depends on who you with, and it depends on that person. If you know you can't trust them.
A lot of people go off potential.
And a lot of people go off a word, and some people just don't keep their word. And if you know you with that type of person, why would I trust that? Why would I trust what you're saying to me to be true?
Okay, what if you're guessing? Is what you're saying. You're guessing that that person doesn't have the potential to do what he needs to do. That's guessing.
You could be right because I'm going by how he's been, and I know people change as they get older.
So basically, let me break it down to you. What you're saying emotionally versus the logic. Logically, a man can be like, shit, okay, she having the baby, fuck it, man, let me get myself together. And he do what he's supposed to do. But you guessing that he ain't going to do it, you go kill this man, baby. Maybe that was a conversation.
You're calling it a guess. I'm calling it I'm going by his actions. That's how we do. It's not that we're just making this up in our head. We're going by his actions.
Can I ask you one thing? Can I ask you something? You keep saying that you're going by his actions, but the scenario is this is y'all first child. So what actions are you going by? Because you don't know how many.
It don't have to be about a child per se. It
you know what?
Be his word. It's just about some people.
Can I
look at stuff like that?
Okay.
But what you're not getting is you going on what you want. Selfish. That's a selfish act to do something. Yeah, it's your body, your choice. But once you get pregnant, your body is just a hotel. They got to pay 9 months, a baby paying 9 months rent full free. You see what I'm saying? But
no,
man,
I don't.
That's his, to a man, that's his legacy. It means
more. Right, that's all I'm going to say. Some men, because there's a lot of men that don't give a shit about their legacy, evidently. Or more people would be taking care of their kids.
Believe it or not, though, y'all, I'm so tired of that damn stereotype that women have on brothers and men in general. 9 times out of 10, women get pregnant by a motherfucker they know ain't shit. And y'all always dodge that type of accountability trying to say it's the dude. No, sometimes it's you motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
So even if the woman fucks up, he can't take care of his child?
Believe it or not.
I'm saying is that a lot of times women do fuck up and the men do take care of the child.
They will ruin the dude. They will ruin they will ruin a dude's potential just because he didn't want to elevate it with them. Now, his key is straight, but at the end of the day, sometimes it's just y'all emotions thinking that since he going to this level, you supposed to go to this level, and that's bullshit. That's just
well, I definitely
bullshit.
Believe that the conversation should be had, whether good or bad, whatever the outcome, mm-hmm. at least it should be discussed between the two, you know.
Right, so, right.
As I tell y'all, all right, well, let's ask you this question. Why is it that if a woman go out here and fuck your basic pookie, right, and she'll have pookie, babe, but say she have a one-night stand with LeBron James, you think she getting rid of that baby?
Hell no.
Why? Because potential. Resource.
Told you, bigger dick and better bankroll.
Also known as reproductive coercion. And it ain't no law for men to protect themselves against that shit, but it's damn sure a law for women to protect themselves from.
Some of y'all can't protect y'allself. Y'all act like y'all just innocent bystanders in this. Nobody is forcing these men to sleep with these women. Nobody.
Let me ask you this.
Do you think a 15-year-old young man got the same logic and reason than a motherfucking 35-year-old man and resources and all that other shit?
Do you really think?
Of course not. So you know damn well in your 30s you was going to be making a better decision than you was making in your teens, right?
But you want the woman to make a better decision at that age, too.
But that's what I'm saying.
You're talking about the same thing.
What I'm trying to get you to see is women get rewarded for their bad decisions. Men get punished for them. When a woman have a baby, she get free health care, she get free educational support, some of them get free housing. When a dude have a baby, he on his fucking own.
Y'all went totally left of the conversation at hand, but okay.
A lot.
My bad, Cass.
If a man has custody, he should get the same type of services a woman
How hard is it
for a man to get custody of their child? A man don't even got rights unless he goes to court.
That ain't the question at hand. You said if a man has his child, you know, like it's harder for him, he can get the same service.
But you make it seem like a man can just go in there and say, hey, man, I had a baby. A woman go on there just off being a woman and get rewarded for her mistakes.
Why do you think it's a reward? It is not a reward to be poor and broke with a child living in free housing.
Stop. That's not even a conversation at hand. Y'all two where's y'all going with this?
Okay, all I'm saying is women don't get held accountable. Once a woman get pregnant by a man, damn near in the days where it's like, gotcha, nigga.
Well, not really, because a lot of women don't want to have babies. Babies, they do a lot to a woman's body. It's not as easier as people think it is until you're in the position. And it's not easy for a woman to be pregnant and have a man's baby. So it is a big decision. And, you know,
it's
not to have had two children
myself. To have a baby is a big decision. And I agree with the ladies wholeheartedly. All I'm saying is that I don't see why y'all feel like it's just y'all's decision.
I guess I would say it depends on the situation.
Oh,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, okay,
let's
level this playing field out. This was the initial question. If you're in a relationship, I'll put significant other. So significant other usually means y'all in a relationship. Do all parties agree?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna call nobody. You fucked at the club, your significant other. We not saying one night stand. We're just saying significant other. People that you've been with, people that you formed a bond or some type of relationship with.
Do we live together?
Okay. Y'all living together. Y'all being a couple.
Okay.
Now, you get pregnant. You're not taking any birth control. He ain't using no condoms. Y'all not even practicing that. Y'all not even doing that. Y'all just in love with each other. Y'all, this is what y'all doing. Y'all,
mm-hmm.
And it happens. Maybe you think you can't get pregnant. Maybe you think he can't have kids, whatever the situation is. But the thing, what I'm saying, is that y'all care for each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bullshit. There's no, well, you cheated last week and all that. We having a legitimate conversation here. Now, you get pregnant. I mean, it happens. We all adults in here, and we all know it happens every day. Now, you don't want to have a baby. He wants to have a baby. He wants to have a baby by you. You don't want to have a baby. All I'm asking is, do y'all think that it's simple? I mean, do y'all think he deserves a conversation?
Absolutely. When you put it on that playing field, yes, absolutely.
Now, okay, at the end of the day, the decision is yours. Now, he's very adamant about wanting to have a baby. Now, like at the end of the day, I'm not having a baby. I don't want to have a baby. I'm going to get an abortion. And you go get an abortion. He come home. He say, let's talk about this. Can we talk about this some more? And you say, ain't nothing else to talk about. It's done. I did it this morning. Now, my second part of this question, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I was just saying, yeah, that puts some things in perspective.
Okay, now my second part of the question was, how do y'all get past that? Because you love him and he loves you, but you just put this whole relationship in a whirlwind. How do y'all get past that?
That's a tough one.
What would you do?
I mean, if they love each other, then it would just take time.
But you know he hurt, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, okay, so, I mean, I'm just saying, what would you do, Jadine? I come home, and I'm like, look, Jadine, let's just talk about this one more time. You tell me, hey, I done it already. and you see the hurt, the pain, the anger, everything in my eyes. You gonna tell me, suck it up and get over it? It's my body.
No.
I do what I want. Or I mean, what would? Okay, I'm asking. What would you do?
I mean, I would console him. I would definitely console him. But I mean, but at that point, it is done. But I wouldn't be like, well, it was my body. I made the decision and all that. You know, I would console him.
But you do know. You do know. You the last person I want to talk to in life right now.
Well, then maybe he needs to go talk to a friend or something like that. I don't know, but cause if I can't console him and if he don't want to, if he want us to end based on that decision, then there's nothing more I will be able to do.
Okay.
I mean, it's already been done. And me personally, I wouldn't have, if I was going to go get an abortion, I wouldn't have did it behind his back. I would have told him I was doing it.
Well, now Anna said, Anna speaks different. Anna says, she should have kept that one to herself, go to the grave with that abortion.
But what you mean? Not? But he knew she was pregnant.
Well, I don't know if I knew that, but I'm just saying that was, I said I'm not sure if Anna knew that. I think Anna just got in.
Oh, okay. I mean, but a lot of women do different things. They get abortions, and then they'll say they had a miscarriage or something, you know. You know, I mean, which one do you want? You want the truth, or you want to be, you want the lie?
That's what, okay,
some women,
I guess, okay, let me ask.
And say they had a miscarriage.
Would you give me the cushion lie or the ugly truth? I mean, you could pull that off, and like you said, a lot of women have. Now, you knew how adamant I was about having this baby. Would you tell me that you had a miscarriage, or would you just come flat out and say, I got the abortion? Knowing that you telling me that this abortion going to probably rip us in half.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
I think, me personally, I would tell you the truth.
Okay.
Same here.
There you go. Keep it 100 with me. Keep it 100 with me. I appreciate
the
honesty. Ms. Edwards, what about you?
Yeah, same here. I feel the same way she does. If that, you know, if it was already discussed and, you know, the man actually wanted the baby and you all were exclusive, then, yeah, conversation would be had. I wouldn't do anything behind his back like that. But, you know, that would be kind of hard to come back from. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was already discussed and laid out on the table. That would be kind of undercutting him. So, yeah, I could see him being upset and devastated about that. That would be hard to come back from.
Mm-hmm.
But every situation is different, though. But since you put it in those terms, it only makes sense. And that's where communication comes in at.
Right.
Now, like I said, of course, we gotta, as my man Father Time said, we gotta flip this. Now, you know, I mean, now let's go back to what we said earlier, that you get pregnant and you and I, y'all had these conversations a million times. Neither one of y'all want to have a baby. Neither one of y'all wants a baby. But once again, same scenario as before. You ain't taking no birth control. He ain't using no condoms. He ain't getting no vasectomy. You ain't got your tubes tied. But y'all having sex like jackrabbits. How? The stork comes. But y'all both been, and y'all both was adamant saying that y'all really didn't want babies. But it happens. And he says, well, I don't want I don't want a baby. And I'm like, your mind frame is more like, well, I don't either, but the baby's here, and I'm not getting an abortion.
Right.
Now, not saying he can't, because he can, and we all, like we said, a man can walk away.
Right.
But now, is he considered a deadbeat if he walks away?
And he doesn't, like, take care of the child or come see the child or anything? That's what you're saying?
He said, he said, look, I'm going to give you this money for the abortion. I don't want a kid. We talked about it. We said if you ever got pregnant, you would go get an abortion. But now all of a sudden, you don't want to go get one.
Let me ask you this. Are they still dealing?
Yeah, they still together.
No. Mm-mm. He is a deadbeat at that point. If they still together, because that to me, in my mind, that doesn't make sense. Because first and foremost, you can't be in my life if you don't want a baby. And
if he said he ain't taking care of it, I'm pretty sure y'all going to break up at this point.
Oh,
right.
I'm pretty sure y'all can't live in no house where he likes shit. All right, you better go feed that little nigga.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure, y'all going to break up at this point. Well, y'all break up, and he has nothing else to do with the kid. Because I told her I didn't want a kid. I was willing to give her the abortion money. But she told me it's her body. She can do what she wants. She keep it. So that baby's on her now.
Mm-hmm. But that was
I'm fine with that. Because if that was the decision I made, I'm fine with that.
I mean, just with me saying it, he sounds like the devil. Like, this motherfucker ain't shit. But, see, and I'm not being funny or anything, and everybody looking at him as a deadbeat, as well as they should. I'm not going to sit here and try to sugar. Well, motherfucker, you had the baby. You know you got to take care of it. You were skeeting in her. You should have. You got to take care of the baby, bro. That's just that. If you don't, you ain't shit. And if you don't, you a deadbeat. All right, we all in agreements to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's that peaceful. But now, in the same breath, though, you know, that man got every right to look at you like you ain't shit but a killer because you killed his baby.
Yeah, he got the right to feel like that. I feel like he got the right to feel like that.
Okay. You know what? All I'm saying is let's just keep it fair. But, and I mean, like we said, everybody said the same thing. It's their body, and they can do whatever they want, when they want, how they want. But, I mean, I'm just everybody that's saying that, is anybody thinking about, like, okay, here's my thing. And like I said, we're actually saying that love is involved in it. Like, this man loves you and you love him. So, I mean, that's all I was just saying.
I think it's more to it in them words than when we say that. We don't go into the details, and I know, you know, men do not understand what we mean when we say it's our body, you know, and things like that. When we say it's our body, it's just, our bodies are the ones that have to go through all the changes. We sometimes those situations be life threatening. Some women don't make it giving birth. You know, it's so many complications, you know, that could happen, you know, things like that. You get, you know, gestational diabetes. Yeah. I mean, it's so much that happens with our
age,
bodies.
Age,
and so
age plays a factor too, right? Am I right?
Yeah, age plays a factor depending on how old we are, when we get
okay.
pregnant and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's so much. It's so many factors that that go into that. So I don't think it's just us saying it's our body. We just
want
to do it's our decision.
Excuse.
You know, it just goes
Excuse.
Into so much more.
Excuse.
I'm with you on that.
And we still we expected to work. We still got to work. We still got to, you know,
okay.
it's just
I'm giving you all.
Okay.
I'm giving you all those things and then some. But my only
I'm
question
not.
To you. I'm gonna give you your piece. I'm gonna give you your piece, peaceful. But my only question to you about everything that you said is why you can't sit me down and talk to me about all that. Why, and I'm not saying you per se, I'm just talking about the people who just saying, well, I'm going to get an abortion and that's that because it's my, why is your only rebuttal to me is it's my body and I can do what I want to.
Right.
Peaceful,
yeah,
what
okay.
were you about to say now? You said it ain't that easy for you.
Man, in my opinion, no, because in today's modern era, this ain't the day where women popping out babies and they just having natural births. You see what I'm saying? They got cesareans and all that shit now, man. They got drugs that cut down child labor by 90%. Like, this ain't the day where women was going in there and having real life labor. You see what I'm saying? They not doing that no more. They getting injections and damn near they whole lower half numbed in a motherfucker now. They not going
through
that.
Are you talking about
epidural?
You don't know what you talking about.
I'm just not talking about epidural. I'm talking about the fact that a lot of women ain't even having natural births no more. They having bikini cuts. Bikini cuts is
C-sections.
Yeah. Like, it's my body, it's your body, your choice. But I'm just not going to let women sit here and cap and act like they doing it like they was doing it in the 30s.
Yeah,
when
but you got to realize,
and
man,
her water
that I mean, whether they numb in their body, it's still wearing tear on their body, man. That baby still got to come out one way or another.
And most of the time, that's not the decision of the mother. A cesarean is usually only if the mother is not capable of having the baby naturally. Their womb is too small. It's something. They're small stature. Their hips won't, go wide enough. There are certain reasons why women can't have natural birth, and they have to have cesarean C-section.
Damn, I mean, peaceful, I wanted to be on your side, but
I didn't
see it with all my kids, so it's that having, like, I remember the shot, the epidural shot, and they were saying if this is my very first child. Maybe I'm a little foggy on this, so Janine, help me if I'm wrong. But they were saying that, like, when they was giving her the shot, if she moved a certain type of way, it could injure her spine or something.
Yeah.
I understand
that. That is correct.
Okay, so, dog, we really can't use, we can't go on that one, man. And
Amen.
All I can remember is her face getting biggest, her eyes getting biggest saucers, and I'm like, well, damn, wait a minute, hold on. And I'm saying, well, no, don't give it to her. But at the same time, you know, they like, well, she can't, you know, cause I'm going to keep it 100. I didn't know. All I knew is they were saying that it could fuck with her spine. Now, first thing I'm thinking is, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I ain't finna fuck around and be having this kid by myself. She, don't do it. Push. Push, baby, push.
It's either that or you, you know, have to bear the pain. And no one.
It's either the spinal tap or the epidural, man.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm saying if you go without both, or you go without both and endure the pain, but shit, who can endure? It's some that have endured the pain, but that shit is difficult.
Your body, your choice. Your body, your choice. Pick the knee.
Right. And I got an epidural every time. But hell, they don't last forever. They don't last the whole delivery, though. That's the whole thing. People don't realize that either. You can only get an epidural at a certain time, and then it wears off, you know, you're almost at the point where you're ready to deliver, but, you know, it wears off. You can't get another.
All right. You better make the first shot count.
Right.
Boy.
Yeah.
All right, now I got another question. The label said she went through both of hers natural, and that was some painful shit. So
yes, it is.
I want to, like I said, peaceful, I want to agree with you, but, man, I done seen all my kids born, and, yeah, them motherfuckers went through some pain. I see why we get cussed out. I see why we calling those black motherfuckers and this bitch, fuck you, I hate you, and shit they going through. All right, you be all right a little later.
And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I do appreciate women giving childbirth. That's not what I'm saying. My issue is certain women weaponizing childbirth.
Mm. I think every man ought to wear one of those little things they have and just feel one contraction, just one.
Believe it or not, let me tell you how fucked up it is. I did it. I did.
Oh, you
just,
did one of them?
Hell yeah, and that's bullshit. I'm not going to sit there and say, I will never sit here and say that a man can handle that shit, because he probably can't. But
hell no. My stomach be hurting just like if I got to go take a shit. And I can't get to the bathroom. You got to hold it. My whole lower half hurts like a motherfucker. I can't imagine what a fucking baby feel like.
But the catch is, you don't. That's why God designed women to do it. The grand design is for them to drop them motherfuckers. So evidently, what they say, he never put more pain on your shoulders than you can bear. They designed for it. The grand design is for them to make that pain. So once you commit to act, be willing to deal, take accountability for what comes.
Well, shit. Like Ms. Solomon said, y'all motherfuckers better get it together out there, because if I'm mistaken, state of Indiana, what, July? That'll shit over with.
Over. So if he dropping it off in your drive, there is no pause.
Well, you got to go on out that little fucker.
And
they're going on road trip. That's what they're going to be doing. There's some states that's still going to allow it. Believe that.
Look, this the catch.
Y'all better break out them coat hangers.
They're going to have people at the airport. When you go on the airport, they're going to ask you, are you pregnant?
Man. Oh, shit. The life is back alley 400, Alex. Shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey. You're going to be on for
y'all
color, girl.
Y'all get some coat hangers back out. It's going to be ugly for y'all.
Right.
Ugly.
Y'all see, motherfuckers gonna be going to that to the DR for more than them motherfucking BBLs.
Right.
All right. Now, Zadine, let me ask you.
Mhm.
Do you know anyone that any female that had a baby and lied to the daddy that it was his?
Of course. I know a few folks.
Do you think any of them was justified in doing that?
Oh, of course not. Now, let me say this. If she didn't know who the father was or she was guessing, that's one thing. But if you just intentionally just, you know, saying somebody else is the father just because you like him better or he got a better job or, you know, whatever the situation, then, of course, no, that's not right. But there are some women who, hell, shit, they just don't fucking know. Shit, they guessing.
All right, I got ladies on here listening. I got ladies on Facebook. I mean, I was told a while back, I was told this years ago, that overall women knows a woman, not, at least 98% sure, they know who their baby daddy is, whether they say it or not.
Man, you opening the door for that bullshit.
I'm not a woman, so I don't know. But I'm saying, and I was told this by women. Like, yeah,
it really
depends. We might not want it to be that motherfucker, but we know who it is.
It really depends. I mean, if you only sleeping with one person, then of course you know for sure. But if you sleeping with multiple people, how would they know? Especially if they had sex with them all around at the same time, they wouldn't know.
I'm just asking because I've had from my young childhood to my adolescence to my being a young adult, I've always had women. Not men, women tell me this. Oh, they know who their baby daddy is. And I always just wondered, like, damn, do they really? But then you're going to show, like...
Sometimes we have an intuition, but we don't know for sure.
Man, a woman, look, I know a chick so cold who was so cold with it. Both her baby daddies look alike, nigga.
Damn.
Like,
yeah,
women
nah,
got a preference, man.
You think so?
Well, she got a type.
Some women got a type. True story.
Mm-hmm.
True story. Like, they
ain't
like
us, man. I'm trying to think. Do I look? Well, damn. I guess I don't.
Like, sometimes it ain't physical. Sometimes
I was trying to see, do I have any resemblance to any of my kids' mothers? Like, if they are any other kids, do I have any resemblance to their other baby daddies? No, I don't. I don't look like none of them. I mean, you couldn't say, well, they look like they could be related. Nah.
Mm-hmm. But do any of their... So did you notice any of the other guys that they dated? Did they look similar? Did they seem like they had a type and you was just like the off type?
Yeah. I was the off type to each one of them. I really wasn't their type, so maybe that's why it just never worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, because my first baby mama, everybody I seen after me and her was just these big ass husky dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I might be her type now that I picked up weight. But
mm-hmm.
It was just all these big husky ass dudes. And I'm like, that motherfucker, that shit tight.
You could be her trying something new. But yeah, man, some women have tight.
Yeah, most women have a tight.
See that? Most women got a tight.
And it's not to say that they don't, you know, date outside their type sometimes. Sometimes women be like, well, shit, everybody I've been picking, it ain't been working out. So sometimes they try to mix it up and do something different.
Baby right. Come out with hazy eyes.
But now, back to the question at hand. Like, a female that doesn't tell their kid that they blame it on somebody else and they know that that's not, they not the father. And they try to just, reason I'm asking, I was watching, I don't know if any of y'all watch Raising Kanan, but his mother's like really trying to tell him that, you know, that ain't his dad and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, damn, you constantly lying to the boy. But she keeps trying to justify why she got to lie to him. But then I've heard people like, well, you know, I've heard people constantly lie to their kid and say, you know, well, that shit, you know, that wasn't their kid. But they keep constantly making up this lie. Well, for y'all in Facebook land, I apologize. We got some technical difficulties. I don't know what the fuck just went on.
They'll get you. They will get you. Gotcha. Out of pappy.
All right, so you ever been through it, dog? Well, you know somebody that has?
Man, look, man, don't worry about the internal revenues of Peaceful Records. But true story, I done seen some shit. Like I said, man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what a chicken told me a few times. So I'm saying, these women be having the science, and these niggas don't be having a clue.
So what if the guy wants to come back and he finds out, and he wants to come back and be a part of his child's life?
Not when her shit going good. See, you're going in foreign lands where, like, I just been seeing a lot of fucked up shit a lot of women do. Like, a dude be living his life, woo, 15 years down the line, the motherfucker come back and be like, hey, man, I think woo, your baby. Now, after his fault. Is it his fault? If she be like, well, I want to do a DNA test now to see if woo, your baby. And he be like, man, fuck that. Is he wrong? Is he a deadbeat during these circumstances? Is he a deadbeat?
I don't think so if she waited that long.
Okay, if she wait 3 years, if she wait a year, is she wrong? Is he wrong for saying, "Hey, man, that's your, it was your body, your choice. I ain't really fucking with you like that, sweetheart." He a deadbeat now, huh?
Is it that she just didn't know, or are you saying because she was having somebody else, or she believed that somebody else was the father, and she just wasn't sure? And now
she had a whole
other father, and now she's coming back to him.
She had a whole other man sign the birth certificate, knowing damn well she been fucking off on this man.
But that don't mean she knew he wasn't the father.
Oh, so she waited till the characteristics flew in and been like, "Hey, man, that ain't your baby."
Yeah. Some women do have to wait until the baby, because it's fancy if the baby come out looking like her.
That's cap. That's
a
cap.
A lot of women do that. A lot of women do that because they be waiting to see what the baby going to look like.
That's cap. That's bullshit, and you know it. You know that.
That's why the man should always, that's why I always say the man should always get a DNA test, regardless.
I had a friend who was married,
and her husband had a vasectomy, and she had got pregnant. She was fucking around all the time, okay? And he took care of that baby like it was his own, and he had a vasectomy.
But
so
what I'm trying to
sometimes men gotta stand up for themselves too. You know what I'm saying? You know damn well you had a vasectomy.
Wait. Bag it up. I'm sorry. I'm gonna cut you off, peaceful. Bag it up. So this man has a vasectomy. She comes in and says,
"She did,
baby.
She did. She was
pregnant
like that."
And he said, "Okay, we finna have a baby." He never said no. He never said, "Bitch,
no.
You motherfucking lie."
She said, "It's a miracle. I swear to God, that's what she."
You see the
what?
Doctor,
wait,
it's a miracle, baby. It's you crazy.
You see the dumb shit man are subjected to? You see how
bullshit.
Ain't
nobody said no shit like that.
And even if I ain't making it up, I'm for real.
And even if he thought about it in the back of his head,
like, this bitch crazy.
Oh.
He didn't say it to her.
Oh.
I believe she did.
She said it's a miracle. Nah, Jadine. Come on now. Give me something better than this. Tell me this motherfucker didn't just.
I believe. Unfortunately, I believe her. I really believe.
I'm telling you.
Because niggas.
I mean, that's how I probably grown now, but yeah. Yeah, he took care of that. I mean, they were married. They weren't just, you know, living together, none of these. This is a married couple. They still together.
Do you know? Man, you better, I mean, look. And I'm not knocking, let me say this first. I'm not knocking no man for saying, "Okay, you know what? That's still my child. I'm gonna take care of him." I commend you. I'm not knocking no man. I'm not gonna sit here and say, "You stupid, you dumb. I ain't no way in hell I'd have did that shit." And like, but if you came to me and said, like some shit off of across 34th Street, it's a miracle. Yeah, bitch, I gotta beat you up. I'm sorry. We normally don't say shit like that, but yeah, bitch, I gotta beat you up. Because in my mind, I probably would have just lost it. I would have lost it immediately.
Oh, goodness.
You're gonna do more than lose it, bro. You're gonna lose your freedom.
Mm-mm. I had another friend. This was a guy friend who had he dated a girl like years back. I don't think they were like in no like real close relationship, but you know, somebody he messed around with off and on or whatever. And he saw her child, you know how you just run across somebody on Facebook? And the boy is like 18, 19 years old now. Looks just like him. Bitch never told him. Never told him that was his son. And he actually had to reach out to her. Because, you know, she had been got married or whatever. They had been, you know, told the boy that her husband was his father and stuff like that. Even though that man did know that that wasn't his son, her husband did know that that wasn't his biological son, but they never told the biological father. They never reached out to him or nothing. And he had to reach out and be like, is that my son? Like, he looked just like me.
Scandal.
And she was like, yeah, he is, but he don't know you. Like, so he waited. He had to wait until he waited until he was 18 years old in order to reach out to his own son who didn't even know nothing about him.
You see the mind fucking they do to these children? That's a mind fuck on the child, totally.
Yeah, that's fucked
similar
up.
Similar to saying mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
That's right. And I say, you know, I tell my boys, they might say I'm mean or whatever when I be telling them, but I was like, I want to see a DNA test. I don't care what the hell you talking about, and I want to see it. So,
And the fact is, out of all this shit that women out here saying, my body, my choice, and all that shit, why the fuck they ain't made DNA random for childbirth nowadays?
That should
just be a mandatory. It should just be a given. It just should be mandatory. Okay, to eliminate all this bullshit, we just gonna make it 100% sure that you
right.
The biological father of this child. That way we can cut out all the child support court, all the bullshit because we know. But you know why they don't do it? Because it ain't no money and not having no drunk. It's money and drama. It ain't no money in motherfucker being right. It's money and drama, though. You feel me?
Right.
Because once your goof ass sign this motherfucking birth certificate, we don't give a fuck what you say or what you do.
Mm-hmm.
By law, it's yours.
I think another part of the problem is a lot of, well, I ain't going to say all, but a lot of men don't go to court, which they should.
I remember
when my younger son father, I took him to court, he didn't show up. So it was just like automatic. They don't ask for no, they don't say you gotta get a DNA test. So basically I just went in there and be like, yeah, he's the father. You see what I'm saying? And I was granted custody, I was granted child support, I was granted, and what if he wasn't the father? What if I just went in there and just said he's a father? They didn't order for us to get no DNA test because he didn't show up to court.
And I know hyenas that do that shit right now. Them put about four niggas on child support. Been thotting it up.
But that's why men should go to court, because you might not even be the father. You know, you thinking like, you know, I don't know what some of them be thinking, but, you know, you should just go and at least get it over with and know for sure at least if that's your child or not.
Oh, I done seen chicks give birth and tell motherfuckers who the daddy is. Do you hear me? Daddy ain't nowhere in sight. Just say that's his baby, and they put the name on the child support.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
On the child support, on the birth certificate,
Right.
Not contested.
Right.
That's too I, much. That's too much trust.
I've had that happen to me. I've had. Oh, man, we got so much difficulties.
So in so many words, it's fuck you.
And really, if men would, you know, and believe me, don't get me wrong, because I understand the court systems are against men. I definitely agree with that aspect, but I still feel like they should show up and contest whatever they need to contest and at least get your proof and get all of that. You know, who wants to be paying for a child they unsure is theirs, you know?
Yeah, but that's
but let me tell you,
if they too scared to fucking show up, then I'm sorry. I don't have no remorse for them.
Hey, look, let me tell you how funky this shit be, too, though. Sometimes the judge would be like, you signed the birth certificate, didn't you? Yep, all right, that's all I need to see. Mm-hmm. And gavel his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time.
This motherfucker said, I ain't seen a dude literally, not to cut you out, but I ain't seen a dude literally come in there with a paternity test saying, this baby ain't mine. The judge told him, this is not a court order paternity test, so it's not valid in our court, our jurisdiction. So I suggest you do this. But when it came to the woman, they gave her all type of help to milk this man. To milk the man. Oh, you just need to go down, do this. And that's illegal by law. It's illegal for the judge to give you what they call voluntary representation. So he can give you a hint. I suggest. He can't say I suggest. But what he can say, you may need to go to this office, and that office, and file this. It ain't set up for you to win out here.
Oh, shit.
But all that shit
I'm
can be
I'm
going
to give
avoided.
Everybody an apology that's listening via the VL and Facebook and anything else. We got technical difficulties going on, so a lot of people might not even be hearing the show right now. So I apologize, technical difficulties going on, but hey, I'm trying to work through them.
That's, man, the world tell. People.
Yeah, people gonna do what they gonna do. But nevertheless, I mean, shit, gotta keep it. I mean, I just don't understand. Like, I keep hearing the biggest fear is that motherfuckers are talking about they got warrants or this, like that. Motherfucker, this is child support court. They not gonna arrest you for your warrant unless you get in there for murder or something really fucked up. They not gonna arrest you for a fucking traffic ticket. They gonna tell you, hey, you got some warrants. Over the next courtroom, you might want to go get that cleared up. But that's the worst they're going to tell you. They're not. But that's it. Oh, I got warrants. I can't go to court. Or, shit. I mean, Janine just told you. You don't walk your ass in there and you go to court. I mean, you don't go to court. They finna fuck you. Everything. You got to pay everything. And you ain't there to contest the motherfucking thing. So, shit, win, lose, or draw, you might as well show the fuck up.
Right.
At least you can get some visitation, right?
Exactly. Get all that established from the very beginning.
And like you said, we all know this motherfucker is not designed for men, especially Indiana. It's not designed for men at all. But damn. Don't just get a fight up. Don't just give up and fuck it. I'm done. Then you sitting there, you crying, dog. And I'm gonna tell you, You crying because every time you get a job, they fucking you over. They take a child support out. You can't even go see the kid. This kid talking about you ain't shit. Now you got to really, you got to go through all this shit when you could just, hell, at least eliminate something. And if nothing else, eliminate the fact that the kid hates you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I done heard my kid's mama done called me something every goddamn thing. But the one thing motherfucker can't take from me is that I was a good dad. So I care less about all the other shit, all the other scrutiny I've been up under. Fuck it. Hell, I might have been all them damn things they said, but motherfucker got to say, well, you know what? Motherfucker, he do take care of them kids. He did take care of them kids. He did raise those kids. This is so fucked up. Once again, y'all, I'd like to apologize. I know we have a lot of technical difficulties. But, you know, some things just can't get them right. Boy. I ought to go in on Father Time because this is his job. This is making a very hell, boy. Has anybody seen anything new in the news?
You said on the news?
In the news, any damn thing. I'm trying to get some shit straight. That's all. It's like the people can't hear y'all. They can't hear y'all talking. They can only hear me.
Oh, they can only hear you.
Yeah. Which I'm really not understanding that, but
that happened before, I remember.
Yeah, unfortunately. But it's happened before. It's happened numerous times. But I know this time all the equipment's not here, so.
Right.
All I can do the best that I can with what I got right now.
Right.
Look like we lost the whole Facebook audience also. Son of a bitch. This is really sad. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, you know, we got shows on TV that, you know, I'm not, like, all my shows is, like, really going off. So I started watching Miss Pat. It's on, for anybody that's looking for it, it's on BET Plus. It's a fucking good show. I never really thought about it. I never really thought about it, but it's a good show. It's really funny. And it's like it deals with issues that I'm sure that if the average black family then went through some of these issues.
I'm sure they have. And people act like people probably ain't gonna like the fact that we showing our true colors on TV.
You know what?
You know, I always feel like black people always gotta portray like we something else because they always want to show, you know, white people like, no, we're not like that. We're just like, no, we're like that. It's different variants of black people. All black people are not the same. Right. And just because you put a show out there, you know, with one aspect of how some black families are, don't make all black families that way. That's all.
But here's the thing. You're right. It don't make all black families that way. But here's the thing. I don't believe that because that's an aspect of it, that's terrible. I don't think that it's terrible because simply
right.
because, that. I mean, okay, that's just the way some people act. I'm not going to say it's
right.
good, bad, or it just may be indifferent to the way you act. I
right.
mean, I feel like long as you're taking care of your kids, I mean, like me, I'm real vocal with my kids. You know, I do a lot of talking, and a lot of people might look at me the way, like, a lot of people might look at me funny with some of the things I say to my kids, especially about me having all daughters. So
right.
they might look at me a little crazy. I say some shit to them. I say some shit, but it's not to the point where I say some shit where they just look at me and bust out laughing. Like, it's funny to them.
Right.
I mean, because at the end of the day, they still know I love them unconditionally. They know I will go through hell and high water to take care of them. And so for me, you know, I mean, you ask me for a dollar, shit, yeah, I what the fuck? Especially you, I need $100. Man, you better go get the fuck on out of here. Fuck you talking about? Hey. You know, damn, you just said that. Shit, my
right.
daughter rebuttal be like, man, come on, quit tripping. You know what I'm saying? That's their rebuttal
right.
back. It ain't no, oh, dad, I can't believe my dad said this. They like, man, go ahead on, man. Come on with that money. Come on with that bread, dude.
All right.
So I don't think, you know, but, you know, everybody not Heathcliff. Everybody ain't going to be Heathcliff Huxtable.
All right. And you see where that got his ass.
Yeah, you see what I got him, right? Shit. America's dad in my ass.
Really
they kicked
was.
Him to the curb for Homer Simpson.
You see who he really was, so don't always judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right about that one.
Run. Just run.
Oh,
disappear.
God.
You said
okay,
just run.
Okay.
Who are you talking about?
I'm listening
okay.
to y'all and watching some
movies. Okay. Like Anna just brought up one. Mike Epps. And that got to be one of the funniest shows out, too. Mike Epps. The show Mike Epps
oh,
got
yeah.
on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's
I like his show, too.
He's
yeah,
clowning.
He mm-hmm.
And it's like, shit. I mean, he funny as fuck on there. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, shit. I mean, you got to give him his props. And that's just some everyday living that he's talking about.
Right.
Shit, I mean, he was a deadbeat dad and got his shit together. And now, you know, he's trying to do better. I mean, hell. We all
can right.
have some people, that shit happens to.
Right.
Yeah. Can't explain that to some people, though.
But on that Miss Pat show, it's so strange. Like, I could relate to her on certain aspects, right? Being a young teenage mother, being in a, you know, different types of relationships, abusive relationships, having problems with your mother, you know, not having a good relationship with your mother, but it's also about, like, you know, stopping the generational things that you're doing, too. It's almost as if, you know, and I mean, I know that's for everybody to do that in their own time, but some people just need to acknowledge that it needs to be done, even if it's hard and you can't do it right now. You know what I mean? Some people can't even acknowledge it. Like, it just seems like she can't acknowledge that you're continuing the same patterns that you passed down, and that's not okay.
Well, you said
that
she can't acknowledge it?
she can't, it seems like she can't acknowledge it. It's taking her, you know, a long time to acknowledge, to even just acknowledge that she wrong for a lot of the stuff she say and do to the kids.
Yeah, I think she's wrong. Now, here's the humorous thing that I find about that is that, yeah, on the show, Miss Pat say some fucked up shit. Because she said this point, it just makes you laugh.
Right.
You know, you like, you'll laugh, but you still like, all right, Pat, you know you was wrong. You know you was wrong without saying that. But, I mean, I like the show. I'm pretty sure because of the profanity, it'd never make it to Fox or nothing, no major channel. It'd never make it, but I think it's a good show.
It is. It definitely is.
No, I mean, they tackle situations, mothers get laid off and shit like that, and kids still got grown-ass kids living with you.
Yeah, that 28, that's an old motherfucker still living at home, 28 years old. Hey, still playing video games? If you don't get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, I mean, you know, you got some people. I remember I used to see this dude, man. Every day I would see this dude. And he seemed like a pretty cool guy. Seemed like he was a pretty cool guy. I don't know, it just kind of reminded me of 80s version of Prince, even though this was like the 90s, the early and mid 90s. He was still kind of wearing a purple head type of hairdo. And he never bothered anybody. And I would see him just walking all the time. And when I see him, and then I'll see him go in the house, and I'm like, why can't he go in that old lady house? But it was his mama, and he still lived with his mama. And I'm like, I know this dude every bit of 35, 36 years old. Like, why the fuck won't this dude? But she was just like, I remember her saying that. And this one time, I guess he must have got drunk or whatever, and he got to talking crazy, and she was just like, oh, sit your bitch ass down. You know damn well you ain't leaving nowhere. You leave where you're going. And ain't nobody going to pick up. That's how I knew all this. Yeah, motherfucker, you're almost 40, and who going to let you live with them? Now, get your dumb ass back in the house. He just walked back in the house. I said, damn.
Oh,
I mean, he came out busting bottles, talking shit, and I'm like, look at little Prince going on. And she was just calm. She was calm than a motherfucker. She didn't argue. She didn't, get your bitch ass back in the house.
All right.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. Please, we didn't get quiet.
That's a bad thing. I ain't. I'm just listening
to
this conversation. Oh, shit. She just couldn't let it be. She just couldn't let it be. I got a show that I watched. Y'all ever watched All the Queen's Men?
No. Somebody keep telling me to watch that. Mm-hmm. All the Queen's Men.
No.
That shit off the chain. That shit off the chain on BET. And it's free on Amazon, just FYI.
So, what is the basis of the show?
It's the male version. I would say it's the male version of P-Valley. Instead of it being Uncle Clifford, it's a chick. It's Eve. From America's Top Model.
Okay.
But they go through some crazy ass shit. That they male strippers though. You ain't gonna see no dick or no shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? It's
all the queens men.
Yeah, it's all the queens. But these male strippers. I bet you do. These male strippers go through some shit, man. They be going through some shit. Like how niggas be, they be getting set up, all type of goofy shit. Bitch was finna cut a nigga Johnson off.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know them male strip reviews be off the chain.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I really not. For a male review. For a male review, and to have, let's say, well, they gonna have 12 men on there stripping and all this shit. I really be like, well, what the fuck they need bodyguards for? It's 12 of them motherfuckers. They can't fight these motherfuckers, and there's women in there. You can't fight these motherfuckers off.
But I mean, to a man, you might, you know, feel like, well, shit, I would enjoy that, but shit, some of them women be getting really hostile. Some of them be putting their dick in their mouth. I mean, it'd be all type of crazy shit going on.
Man, you ain't seen how these motherfuckers acting in Indianapolis. That's real life. It's worse. It's worse.
Okay, so now. Peaceful. Hypothetically. You think you would have a problem being a stripper?
They call him Coffee Cake.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess this motherfucker had thought about this before.
Right.
This motherfucker had already been on his day. Coming to the stage now. Straight from Gary, Indiana. Give it up for Coffee Cake.
believe it or not, like, unfortunately, even in my chauvinism, I still believe that I only want to be desired by one woman. Now, do I want options? Uh-huh. Yeah. Do I like the motherfucking presentation of options? Of course, every person likes to know that they handsome or they beautiful. But at the end of the day, I prefer to be the apple of my woman's eye more than I prefer to be anybody else's.
Okay. Oh.
That's all so special.
Lying, motherfucker. Coffee table. He'd already wrote the club top 2 or 3 times already. Well, closed down.
Nah, man. But nah, bullshit.
Nah,
not
this
though,
motherfucker,
man.
That name ain't come just that quick. Coffee Cake.
Oh, no, I ain't here. Now, don't get me wrong. In my heyday, I ain't here my fun. I ain't here just about as much fun as GMO on here. But at the same time, though, as I get older with age and wisdom, it's best just to have a motherfucker in your corner who gonna worry about your health.
Damn all that shit. Where the fuck did you come up with the stripper name Coffee Cake from?
That was in my teens and my 20s, man. I'm different
you
now.
Hold on. You actually called yourself Coffee Cake?
Hell no, nah, but it was a thought.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
But nah, hell no, man. I wasn't no male stripper, man. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't.
I don't even think I have a name for myself. I wouldn't know what to call myself.
I mean, you can't just, like, I know some, I got some homeboys who did it, but at the end of the day, how their life is on some real shit, they live a fucked up life now, man.
I'm going to have to post that, man. I need a stripper name.
Like, real shit. Like, you got to think about it, man. Motherfuckers who, it's different for men than it is for women. I feel because, like, a male porn star, he going to get praise regardless of what. But when you ain't finna marry no female porn star. Be real with yourself.
Now, I actually know one. And from my understanding, she's had quite a few people propose to her. Now, I think the whole gist of that, at the end of the day, they want her to stop doing what she's doing. But I've seen a couple of people, I mean, she's made mention, and I've seen a couple of people in her corner. I'll put it like that.
Well, why you don't think it don't last? Because it don't never seem to last. Is it just the fact that she wants to continue what she's doing, or do you think it's something else, though?
Now, for one situation, I know one time, yeah, she might have fell back to it, and that motherfucker got upset. But other than that, no, I really don't know. But, I mean, I guess, yeah, I mean, okay, as a man, would it be difficult? I think so. I think it's like a lot of men, we know we get a girlfriend that she, especially if she had kids prior, you already know, okay, we know she's not a virgin, you know, but, you know, you ain't got to see the act. But the fact that, you know, people can come over and be like, hey, man, you know, I watch Pornhub, man, and saw your girl on
just
that.
Just rub one out to your wife, nigga.
See, that could get a man going. I'm not going to lie. That could probably get a man going, losing friendships and all type of shit.
But that was what she was when you met her and you knew that. And is it the thrill of trying to change her, or is
you know
it that,
what?
You know,
I
that fantasy?
You're meeting that fantasy at first,
but then is it that, okay, the thrill, I need to change her into what I want her to be or something? I don't know. What is it?
I would say,
you know what?
For me, if
I met someone, and I'm the type of person that I'm gonna try to base my relationship on me and you as individuals. You know what I'm saying? You could be you probably won me over because you're the sweetest person in the world to me. You know, you was understanding, kind, you was everything that I was looking for. Now, your occupation, that is, you know, some people think that they can handle it.
Right.
I mean, not to talk about time and why he's not here, but, I mean, he's made mention to it on the show numerous times, so I think I could bring it up, that, you know, he was in a situation like that. He thought he could handle it. He thought he could handle being with a stripper and this, that, and the other, but then when the reality of life came to him, he was just like, he couldn't handle it. Some people can. Okay. Some people can look at it like a regular 9-to-5. Like, that's a regular 9-to-5. That's what she do. You know, when she come home, she come home to me.
That's a strong motherfucker.
You definitely gotta have a chin of steel, because you're gonna take it on the chin a lot. No puns.
Hard.
Shut up. But now, Janine, as a woman, what if you're like a male porn star? Like, you know, like, all right, baby, I'm off to work.
Believe it or not, though, that could be different, though. Like,
okay,
you got to think about it in the aspects of sex. Don't no nigga want to see his chick pussy stretching wider than his dick.
Okay.
On a multitude of levels. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to think. Porn is pretty much, she's a human specimen collector. But a dude, he just pounding away with a woman. She going through some things. And
well,
she
hold on, now. And she, now, you're not a woman, so you can't answer this question. Now, why?
Okay,
as a woman, I mean, okay, because that. Now, hold on. Here's the thing. What if you come? You have. You say, well, I'm finna set the mood. I'm finna have a sexy night. You didn't put your smell good on. Got your little heels on. Your negligee. Everything. You looking sexy. Got the little, the whole nine yards, you know. And he come in and,
mm-hmm.
Oh, not tonight, baby. I'm tired. I had a long day.
Right, because that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, she, he's been fucking all day. When I'm going to get some? When I'm going to get my
time? Right, exactly.
And even if I could get past the fact he's fucking other women, I am a, like, I'm not going to say, okay, I'm not as bad as a germaphobe, okay, but I am a very clean type person, and I just can't see me being somebody who I know is just sticking their dick in just multiple people all day. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing of it now. They take tests. They get tested regularly.
I mean, that's bad, but, you know, condoms breaks, shit happens, you know, all type of shit. And it's not even the fact that he's fucking somebody else because, you know, we could do that all day. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know.
But he's getting paid for this one.
Part of it, I probably was still like, why did he get to have all the fun?
So you would be a tad bit jealous.
Yeah, I think I'll be a tad bit jealous. I got to sit at home. He get to fuck all these different people. We don't get to do no threesomes. By the time he get home, he tired. Who? I wouldn't want to live no life like that. Mm-mm. I don't think I could do it.
Well, now, I mean, now, you know he don't go fuck every day. I mean, you know, he might do maybe two movies out of the month or something like that. It's mm-hmm. not like that's every day. Like, oh, these Monday through Friday killing me. God damn.
They be doing private shows. They be doing all types of stuff. It could be if they real popular.
They do. They do. They got to get that. They got to get that income coming in. So.
Gigolo style.
Right, you're going to have to whip his dick out on the table a couple of times.
Right.
But now compare that to a woman getting fucked in her throat, getting fucked in her ass, and getting fucked in her throat by five different men.
I said earlier, it takes a strong man to deal with that. It does.
Oh, you got to be motherfucking Pat. You got to be Superman strong. You got to be Hulk strong. Shit.
Well, I mean, but like I say, but you see people in relationships. You see porn stars in relationships every day. Some people can take that, man. I mean, you know, some people can understand the whole just of the, all right, this is what it is. Some people actually can look at that and work. But
the
my
question
thing is if
can
you
can't,
you say, can I?
Yeah.
No.
Can you even
simply
think
because,
about it being a possibility?
And I'm going to give you my reason. Simply because I'm selfish. But
well said.
That's what I mean, it's not.
Well said.
You got some men like,
sure.
I don't, I mean, I won't like, okay, we go out. I want my girl to look nice. I want my girl to show all the sex appeal that she can. Tastefully. I want you to be, I mean, hey, nobody want to be the one that walked in with the ugly bitch. Damn, geez, that's an old lady. Nah, hell no. And I think people, you gotta agree with me. Nobody wants to walk in with the ugly bitch.
No, you don't.
You say what?
Go ahead. Nor
I mean,
do
you
want
to
your,
serve
your,
when you want
your...
to walk in. Now,
you're right.
A lot of times is that the problem comes in is with her head turned back at them too. Now that's when the problem comes in. Because, dude, ain't nothing. I mean, there's no better feeling in the world. You walk, you know what I'm saying? You walk across, you know, you walk in, y'all on the floor, you see motherfuckers checking her out. Damn, that's his old lady. Or better yet, I give you a better scenario. They go to the bathroom or they go to the bar. You know, I just sit back. I sit back and just watch how many motherfuckers try to ease their way to the bar or ease their way to the bathroom. Oh, baby, that's your man. Nah, motherfucker, we just walked in together kissing. But, you know, I ain't mad. Nah. My thing is if she's sitting there holding the conversation and sliding numbers and all that shit, but when I see her, and walk off to him and come back and let me know and kiss me in front of him just to show, hey, motherfucker, hey, I just look at him and give a little smirk. What up with you, player? I'm going to make sure I speak to him. What's happening, player? You good? You good?
They probably saying all types of fuck yous under their breath.
Right.
You know it.
See, those are best. Those are the best nights when you ain't got to fight to prove your love.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they saying all type of fuck yous. Oh, fuck that motherfucker. He ain't shit. Short little motherfucker. Ain't that motherfucker to do the radio show? Yeah, that's him. I'll beat his little ass. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be trying. Hey, Peace, I'm trying to tell him, man, look, I'm not about that shit. I like doing this radio show. It's fun to me. I have a good time, especially when all y'all call in. We get to joke. We get to laugh. I ain't always been this motherfucker that was joking and laughing, so you might want to think twice before you run up on me talking about what you're going to do to me.
They don't get it.
No, I've had motherfuckers say, because of shows that we've done, oh, when I see him, I'm going to whoop his ass. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Man, that's all I can tell you. Good luck with it. I hope it goes well for you. I don't think it is, but I hope it goes well for you.
All I can tell you, all I can tell a motherfucker is, I hope you brought your A-game.
Goddamn right.
So y'all don't get no type of jealousy at no time. Y'all don't get jealous with that. Now, I ain't saying she, you know, trying to holler at the guy, nothing like that, but at no time would you ever feel no type of way with that?
It's more of respect versus jealousy.
Right. Mm-hmm. I got to agree with you on that one. Now, if you're not disrespecting me, there's no need for me to feel jealous. If you're not disrespecting me, there's no reason for me to feel jealous.
Right.
Like I said, I don't want to be the one with the ugly duckling in there. I want motherfuckers to be like, okay, she got a fat ass, nice old hips on her. Oh, thick, thick ass, red bone. Okay. I want that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I do a radio show. You know, I can tell you, I'm known through every liquor store and gas station in Gary, Indiana. So, damn, when I walk in, I do want to move. Hey, man, what up? Damn, that's it. Oh, shit. That's where we went. Damn, we talk all that shit on the radio. So, no,
like,
you say what?
It's been times where I rolled up on the dude as a gentleman and, you know what I'm saying, told him, hey, nigga, you winning. bitch, he had a bad motherfucker. You know, you compliment the dude on his taste.
And you
but
know
that's
what?
Gentleman shit.
Exactly. Now, I've walked in situations, and like say I walked in the store, and I didn't see the dude. I didn't see the dude or the dude wasn't nothing. I mean, you might look like that, damn. And you see dude. Oh, damn, brother. Tonight's your night, pimp. You doing it.
But
I think motherfucker, I done pulled up next to motherfucker. He getting hit. I mean, and she was ass in the air. And she, all you see is her head going down below. I mean, and she was killing the game. Yeah, I said, God damn. That motherfucker looked over at me. I looked over at him. My dog. Do your thing, brother. Seeing that motherfucker at the club later that night, and he just happened to pull walk right next up to me. I looked at him like, hey, you know what? Hey. I got this drink. Hey man, this drink on me, man. I'm trying to do what you did tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's that player status. That's what, you know what I'm saying? You mad at this motherfucker DJ this day sucked in the car. She won't even let you touch a titty. You can't even touch. Stop doing that in the car. What's wrong with you? Let her take this bitch home.
Somebody said something to me. Let me ask y'all from a man's perspective. Somebody said something to me like, so you know, y'all know because I talk about it how freaky I am. So. But when it seemed like when men, like, let's say they decide to get with somebody else, it always seems like they get with somebody that's totally different than that freaky person they were with. So they go and get with the, some saint from that go to church every week who don't have sex. With you and shit like that, but then they come right back to the freaky person and be like, and try to get some. But as soon as we say, "But you pick who you pick," why is that like making? You know, is that like putting them down? But that's who you chose. Why would you choose if you a freaky person? Why would you choose somebody that's not freaky or that don't like the same shit you like?
Well,
and you have to sex once a month.
Well, now, hold on. Before we get out of here, we're going to get into that question. I just want to say, you know, a shout out to the video. I'm sorry about the delays, the disturbances and all that. But next week, we'll be back on. Like I said, we had a little problem. I don't know if it ever got fixed or not, but, you know, shit happened. So, once again, sorry for the... all the mishaps, but you know, we have it right back next week, and that's for sure. So to the bill, y'all, we holler at y'all next week. Sorry about the inconvenience today. Now to answer your question, I'm gonna go as far as saying I don't know if people are gonna agree with me or not, but. In a lot of cases, them niggas be lying.
Mm-hmm.
They be lying. And here's my reason to tell you that they be lying. A lot of them be lying to just try to gas your head up. Because they like, okay, they know they fucked up. So the only way they feel like they can get back close to you is, okay, let me boost you up to make you feel... They think they're making you feel good. You know what I'm saying? And to some people that don't fall for it, I mean, some people that fall for it, oh, see, he ain't never had no pussy better than mine. That pussy, oh, he, man, that bitch doing the same shit over there that you doing. but he just wants you back. In some cases. Now, some cases, the motherfucker did make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, and normally what I'm just saying for me, when I'm normally when the motherfucker leave and then he come back and he's saying, well, nobody, she ain't better than you. I've been with this bitch for 10 months now and she don't do none of the shit that you doing. I mean, he's trying to feed your ego.
Okay.
I agree.
Because you even know it yourself, because if you think about, like, this motherfucker can't get out the door. He can't get out the bed without getting his dick sucked. Now, all of a sudden, he's jumping up, moving around. Like, it ain't no big problem. You know,
right.
Bullshit. In most cases. Yeah. Now, some of them, like you said, some of them fuck around, and the bitch didn't pull the wool over his eyes. He just did dope.
Right.
All right, y'all. Like I say, I'm sorry. We had a lot of technical difficulty today, so we're going to get up and get the fuck on out of here. You know, this is a hard motherfucking show right here because it really probably sounds chopped and screwed and fucked up. But, hey, sorry about that. My fault. I dropped the ball. So before we get up out of here, peaceful, you got any last words?
No, man, I enjoyed the show today. All I tell brothers is protect your seat at all times. If you ain't ready, put the rubber on. That's
your point.
That's all I got to say.
All right, GMO, what you got?
Good show. Good talking with y'all. I'll be back next week, like always.
All right, like I say, y'all make sure y'all go cop that copy of that motherfucking Unbreakable. Y'all know how we do it. So, like I said, y'all, we're going to get the fuck out of here. It's been a real fun show. I actually wish the show would have played better than it did because I think we hit on some nice little topics. But, hey,
mm-hmm.
Check us out next week, y'all. We be back. We out.